USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. For the first time in his presidency, Congress has overturned a bill vetoed by President Donald Trump.
Are there any senators in the chamber wishing to vote or change their votes? Seeing none on this vote, the yeas are 81, the nays are 13. Two-thirds of the senators voting, a quorum being present, having voted in the affirmative, the bill on reconsideration is passed, the objection to the President of the United States to the contrary notwithstanding.
Senator Josh Hawley on the floor of the Senate this New Year's Day. The President vetoed the $740 billion National Defense Authorization Act over his objections. It gives U.S. troops a 3% pay raise and guides defense policy. Number two meets number three in the Sugar Bowl tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. 10-1 Clemson faces 6-0 Ohio State. The game televised on ESPN. The winner moves on to the national championship. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A pharmacist is arrested for destroying hundreds of vaccine doses. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
An unidentified Wisconsin hospital pharmacist was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of sabotaging more than 500 doses of coronavirus vaccine by deliberately removing them from refrigeration. Nearly 60 of the doses in question were administered before hospital officials determined the medication had been spoiled. The remaining doses were discarded to waste.
The pharmacist has also been fired. 15 people in Turkey have been identified as carriers of the new coronavirus variant that was first discovered in the United Kingdom. The health minister said Friday that the strain was found in travelers arriving from the UK. They are in quarantine along with close contacts. More than 4,600 passengers have been quarantined in Turkey since late December to contain the spread. Flights to the UK have been suspended, and Turkey now requires a negative PCR test for all passengers arriving on international flights. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
2020 was not a good year for the airlines, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
U.S. airlines are likely to top $35 billion in losses for 2020 due to the pandemic. According to FactSet, net losses are expected to run that high as major carriers cut routes and parked hundreds of jets. The COVID-19 pandemic ended a decade of profits for the industry as travel demand plunged. Analysts say the good news is that air travel is starting to rebound with TSA screenings of about 1 million people a day around the holidays. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
It wasn't any surprise that pandemic was announced as the word of the year by the editors at Merriam-Webster for 2020. USA Radio's John Clemens reports it's all based on a statistical analysis of words looked up from the online dictionary.
There was a spike in dictionary lookups for pandemic in early February. Then in March, the numbers skyrocketed.
From an average level, the interest in pandemic rose and stayed steady until the date of March 11th, which was the date that the World Health Organization declared this event to be a pandemic. And at that point, we saw a massive increase of almost 116,000% over the lookups of that same day last year.
Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster.com.
For USA Radio News, Happy New Year. I'm Jeremy Scott.